three ibises in the rain. That's how it was early this morning, three stark white ibises against a green lawn, a layer of low gray fog in the background. I've learned it's no use asking the usual human questions. Where did they come from? Where are they going? Where will they sleep tonight? In the same high nest they built? Or do they just pick a branch as the shadows of the day become dark? But I can still wonder about the makeup of this threesome, maybe a feathery menage a trois, but more likely siblings, two brothers and a sister, like the scene my wife grew up in, two boys ganging up on her, chasing her from room to room. Only here, the three birds are so engrossed in probing the wet lawn for grubs with their long reddish beaks, surely curved for this purpose over eons of evolutionary ibis time. No room remains to torment the female. I go on admiring their peaceful, rhythmic nodding as they wade through the grass in the rain. Then I open the front door and clap three times, which sends them floating up on silent wings and over a low hedge, leaving me to look out a different window at the relative simplicity of the rain, minus any ibises, not to mention turtles or leopards.